Sometimes, as a journalist, you hear statements that come across bold and direct, which stand out from the piles of media releases with their jumble of repetitive statements. Two drew my attention particularly in the past week. One was the blunt assessment of the Doyle decision, announced in the presence of just six of the 158 deputies who represent the nation, that Ireland is in a climate emergency. It wasn't an impressive attendance for a statement of this importance, and that was summarised pretty correctly in my view by Simon Barrow, the chief executive of the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, who said that political announcements without action are worthless. So what does the Doyle declaration that Ireland has a climate emergency mean for the maritime sector?
So we are now officially in climate and biodiversity crisis, only the second country in the world to announce it politically. So what do we want in the marine environment? We need to try and stop using marine and coastal waters as a sink for all our waste products, from sewage to dry wipes, from persistent pollutants to plastics. When they end up in the sea, they are an order of magnitude harder to remove, so let's prevent them getting there.
I rather like blunt, direct statements like that. The other was Jim O'Toole, chief executive of Bordisky Wara, because another aspect of climate change is the decline in fish stocks, added to by overfishing in the richest waters in Europe, those around Ireland, and mainly by the concentration of European fleets in Irish waters. That, of course, deriving from the failure of the Irish government to ensure that the Irish fishing industry should be the dominant one in Irish waters. Aquaculture, fish farming, is becoming more and more important as wild stocks decrease. But there have been more and more instances of controversy, and perhaps unnecessary controversy sometimes, about development, and their development hasn't been helped by government reluctance to get the right regulations created for the industry in sufficient time to progress it. Jim O'Toole wants more public understanding of the importance of aquaculture and fish farming.
I believe that if the public had a greater understanding of aquaculture in general, that they would there would be greater acceptance. I think that consumers around the world prize Irish seafood and shellfish in particular, and people enjoy the great taste. They believe it comes from the cleanest waters, and I think there's a certain irony, perhaps, that there is less acceptance of what I think is a very sustainable practice. We have MSC certification, so we are producing shellfish to the highest standards. We're doing it in a very responsible and sustainable way, and it's appreciated and prized by consumers around the world.
Aquaculture, the future really of the fishing industry, with the difficulties of the wild fisheries, the falling in stocks, aquaculture is going to be essential. Is this the way BIM is looking at things?
Well, I think the statistics are well known. World population is growing. The demand for quality protein is growing. Seafood is regarded as very positive nutritionally. And there is a biological limit to what can be produced by wild caught. So, of course, cultivation, aquaculture, farming is how we have to turn to in order to increase the supply for a burgeoning demand, and therefore being done in a responsible and sustainable way is the way forward.
In the context of all the focus on climate change and what it can mean, a bit of realism is no harm.